Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is a show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family and business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join in welcoming our featured guest. Brett Barber's in the house. Welcome.
Good morning.
Glad to have you with us. And repeat offender, Jay Kaplan is in the house. Welcome.
Thank you.
Glad to have you back,
good
I think.
To be here.
Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking up for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you can call anytime assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan and to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number on your phone for future reference, 800-990-800-306-1990. And boy, did we have some news in the economy today or news in the world today. There's a ton going on. Everything seems to be affecting the market, and by the time you add it all up together, depending upon what time you look at the market, it's doing absolutely nothing. So we are seeing the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 9.38 points right now. Actually dropped, now it's up 6 points. Oil, it is up 52 cents per barrel. We understand there might be some concern there. We'll talk in a little bit about that idea. The U.S. 10-year Treasury, it's at 2.32, 2.33, down ever so slightly, so we'll have a positive impact on the mortgage market. We'll see what happens there as well. Big news, obviously there's a lot of big news. I don't even know where you start with all the big news, but let's look at the fun part first. And this is a fun part for Jay and I especially, because today is both National Coffee Cake Day.
Yeah.
And National Beer Day.
Right.
Now, I'm not a beer drinker, so I don't, I'll go with the coffee cake. And having Jay, I think you'd probably say this also. Brett, you'll fit in this one. Jay and I beat anorexia. So we may go with the coffee cake.
I like
Jay.
The way you use the word fit.
I did put on the wide angle screen for you and I, Jay. The two of us can fit. But we will look at the news. What's going on in the news? Obviously, last night we saw the president taking some very, very swift action against Syria. Let them know that there is a change in the world, that we're not going to be sitting here and watching a country kill half a million people. You know, watching the kids getting slaughtered over there, that's not a pretty sight. 59 Tomahawk missiles might convince you that the president is serious when he says it's not acceptable. See where that goes. I'm going to share with you my opinions. I do all the time. I have a feeling that sent a nice message. Now, obviously, having six, I think I heard the latest report was six people were killed in the strike by us. But let's think about the other side of that whole thing. Do you think the lunatic in North Korea might have been watching? Do you think the guy in Russia might have been watching? Do you think Iran might have been watching? Now, we know that Jordan and Egypt both came out and said the lack of U.S. leadership has hurt over the last 8 years. And we do know that President Obama did accomplish one thing that no other American president has been able to do. And people a lot of times will say that, you know, Ron, you're always or derating President Obama. But one thing that he was able to do in the vacuum that he left in the Middle East was Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Egypt. They've all gotten together with Israel. All are on the same side now. They just didn't have any leadership from America. Now many of them are saying, you know, saying maybe we will be able to get to some peace in the Middle East with a common enemy against Iran and Syria. See what happens over there. So maybe we have a new level of diplomacy. I've said this many times. The absolute best weapon in the U.S. arsenal, it was gone for the last 8 years. They put that on the back burner for the last 8 years. The best weapon we have is deterrence. That's our whole idea, is the best thing we can do is deter. Just a thought right there. So maybe that will happen going forward. We will see where we hit that one. Moving right along, jobs report was out. Not a jobs report. President did not get good numbers on this one. Far fewer jobs than expected. Unemployment at 4.5%, the lowest since May 2007. We were expecting to add 180,000 new jobs. We added 98,000 new jobs. Not good. Labor participation rate, 63%. Average hourly earnings up a nickel to $26.14 per hour year over year. That's up 2.7%. We saw some big gains in professional and business services, up 56,000 jobs there. Retail, you lost 30,000 jobs in the retail sector. Wonder if that has anything to do with the idea they decided they're not going to carry Ivanka Trump's products anymore. We'll see about that. Mining up 11,000. Coal was flat. Healthcare up 14,000. Financial services up 9,000. Mostly attributed to jobs in the real estate world. Think about that concept. Construction, little change. They were up about 6,000 jobs. The average hourly, average work week. Jay, you might have to increase a little here to get there.
Yeah.
34 hours is the average work week. just a little harassment of my friend Jay.
Yeah,
here.
Right. You know where I am.
Q6, that's the real unemployment number, 8.9%. That tells us the unemployed or underemployed, that's at 8.9%. February it was 9.2%. January it was 9.4%. And we did see some revisions downward on the jobs numbers. January was down from 38,000 to 216,000. February down from 235,000 to 219,000. So the jobs numbers, you know, they were not what we expected. They were not a good, was not a good jobs report at all. But the area that we can look at and say, okay, you know something? We want the high-paying jobs, and that's not going to be ones that are in retail. I know that some will want to have that $15 an hour job, and that's where the governor's, you know, before he takes all of everybody's money here in California, that's what he likes to do and likes to promote. But the concept there, not such a good place for people to really make a good long-term living in retail. We can just continue to see the business and professional jobs increasing. If we can get some increase in financial services and construction, those are where some of the better jobs are in the world. Just a thought for you there. And I should throw in just for fun, because I did talk about the retail numbers. Yeah, there's some stores that are a little, have a little egg on their face, Nordstrom, because they decided they did not want to carry Ivanka Trump's products, yet sales are skyrocketing. So the question is, will Nordstrom needless markup and Shoes.com now reconsider their position on carrying the Ivanka Trump brand? We will see. Who knows? We'll find out in the time that comes. And talk about our Hypocrites on Left segment today. Think about this one. Unbelievable. Now, I just saw the breaking news come across the wire. So Neil Gorsuch was confirmed by the Senate this morning. And here's the irony, the fun of this whole story, the irony of the whole story. I don't know if we really say it's fun of the story, but the irony of the story is following up from the former misleader of the Senate, that would be Harry Reid.
So I know who's asked to kick.
Yeah, he's the one that decided that we did not need to have the 60 votes, or we did not have to go to a cloture of 60 votes for judges and appointees. And the problem that they have in the Senate many, many times, actually in all of politics, it's not just the Senate, in all of politics, they forget the idea that what goes around comes around. That just because you're the party in power at any given time, the other party is going to be in power at some other time. It's just the way our system works. So when the former misleader of the Senate, Harry Reid, decided that we were going to go and it was a simple majority for the people that he wanted, didn't realize that, you know, that might come around down the road, and the Republicans decided yesterday that they'll do that for Supreme Court justices as well. Now, I get the idea here that the Senate didn't like the idea that Merrick Garland did not get a vote, but then again, whose idea was that? Yeah, we don't want to ever go down this road too far, because what goes around comes around. The first person to ever make the idea or come up with the idea that you should not be nominating or appointing a Supreme Court justice in the final term, in the last year of a president's term? Yeah, none other than the time Senator Joe Biden. So we don't want to hear that. I know that doesn't make people excited, but that's where that came from. We will continue moving right along. Also in the news, Hiawatha is back in the news. She got kind of quiet. The senator from Massachusetts, Hiawatha, better known or sometimes known as Elizabeth Warren, had her latest showing that women in her office make 71% of what the men make. I don't think that she's out there promoting that one. Maybe if she wasn't out talking about all the things she has no clue about all the time, maybe she'd be able to keep track of her own office and not tell everybody else the idea about us paying something, her paying something different. And last night, the arm twisting was successful. Well, I don't know if we want to call it successful. In here, in a state of confusion, we decided, or our state elected officials, they had to go with the two-thirds vote this time, because they decided they wanted to tax the working class people more money. Yep. 12 cents more per gallon in gasoline tax. Do you think they'll actually use these 12? Now, they've already got us for 42.35 cents per gallon in a gasoline tax that's supposed to fix the roads and bridges. Yet we're 38th in the country in quality of our roads and bridges. Think about that. So now get another 12 cents a gallon gasoline tax. They're going to increase our license fees, add to the people that aren't paying the gas tax because they went into the government and got an electric or alternative vehicle car, to add to their numbers. Again, I go back to the same thing. Now, we know that the environmentalist, Al Gore, yeah, him. So he decided that he doesn't have to follow the same rules. He has his own plane, right? So he's not really that worried about the environment, but he doesn't care about getting an extra 12 cents for gasoline. Doesn't affect his family. They're the billionaires, the millionaires. It's the working people that affects the 12 cents gallon, and keep on voting for the same people. See if you get different results. Yeah, that's God, those guys get in the office again today. I can't believe it. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, ways to invest your money, make good money short term. We'll talk about it. Jay's here, so you know we're going to be talking about reverse mortgages. I don't know what we're talking with him about, because we have so much great stuff on that subject matter. CBS Money Watch, wow, they've got an interesting story, Jay. We might have to talk about that. And why millennials choose to buy homes. We'll get into that as well. Remember, you can use any time off air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronradio. And on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams, or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564, NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find that dream home before someone else does. You put in the parameters of what you want in your dream home, and you get a text message every time something meets your criteria. Try and find that before someone else does. Why do millennials choose to buy homes? According to NerdWallet's Millennial and Home Buying Study, the top five reasons young renters choose to own are: number one, have control of the living space 93% of the time. Have a sense of privacy and security is number two. To live in a nicer home is number three. To feel engaged in their community and have flexibility in future decisions. Just an aside, we're talking about this. If you're engaging your community, those of you that are in the Anaheim Hills area, make sure you put on your calendar for Wednesday night. There's going to be a community forum at the golf course. The councilwoman is going to be there, so good for you. Another highlight to the report, the majority of millennials said they consider owning a home more sensible than renting for both financial and lifestyle reasons, including control of living spaces, flexibility in your decisions, privacy and security, and living in a nice home. At 90%, the top reason millennials choose to buy is to have control over their living space. That is the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the real estate professionals. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before somebody else does. One of the things I like chatting about on Ron Siegel Radio on a regular basis, and I've shared this with you many, many times, and I haven't even talked to our guests about it. I generally don't talk to our guests too much about the content of what we're going to go over on radio, just because I want you to be able to get a real interest or insight, and it's not staged. We don't do a staged show, so that's not what we're here about. I am not a fan of the 401k. You know that. I'm not a fan of the IRA. Those are ruses for the government to take more of your money and waste it. So I'm always looking for different opportunities for you to get safe, secure investments in other areas. And Barbara here with us today, so maybe we can chat about, maybe there are some other options. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
Fantastic.
So tell me a little bit. I see that there's a relatively short-term investment opportunity, 6% return?
Yes, there is. Actually, there's a phenomenal opportunity with high-end commercial real estate. And so being in the business for the past 15 years, we all know that we've seen low rates, and clients are trying to outpace inflation. So instead of going with the zombie banks that want to give you 0.5 to 1% and then charge you twice as much in fees, other companies have decided to give you short-term opportunities where you can earn a one-year fixed safe rate at 6% and have that backed by high-end commercial real estate, which we all know in California has really skyrocketed over the past 5 years.
Sign me up.
And Jay's in.
So commercial real estate is the asset behind it, the security behind it.
Yes.
Okay, and so you're talking about 6% versus the 10-year treasury right now is at a whopping 2.335.
Exactly.
I think I can do that math, right? I'm a simple guy. So now the 6%, is it long term? What's the duration on that?
So the duration is about 1 year to 18 months.
Okay. So, and is it a capital income or an interest income? Does it get the long term capital treatment, or how do you know that?
Yeah, it's actually a first position commercial mortgage.
Okay.
So in other words, you lend your money to the company Woodbridge, and they invest in high-end commercial real estate. For example, the Holmby Hills Mansion, Owlwood Estates.
Okay.
Sonny and Cher's old mansion right next to Hugh Hefner's place. they just
present. The cameras that go over the wall?
That can be arranged.
Don't tell that to Jay, because that was a problem.
I thought you bought that, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
And you still live there, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Okay.
See you over the weekend.
So basically, they bought that property for $90 million, and there's $54 million in equity. So what they look for is 60% or more equity. And then they're turning.
It's a great equity position, 60% or more in equity.
Yeah. So they mitigate the risk, and then they're turning it into a $200 million property. And they've just turned it over once already where $54 million has paid out to the first position holders. And if for any reason they don't want to pay back, then you own the property. So you would be able to sell it. You have a first position on
the have to go to Jay and get a loan if I was going to have a $54 million piece of property.
Just because you look old enough for my kind of loan doesn't mean you qualify.
That's true. So I guess that's a problem.
Just kidding.
Somebody mute out Jay's mic, please. No, so that's it. But so what's the liquidity? How do you get in? How do you get out?
So you invest, put in one, and then you have promissory note, and after 1 year or 18 months, whatever term you want, then you either cash out the money, and they also pay immediate interest. So when you invest $100,000, let's say, you receive a check for $500 a month, and that immediately is deposited in your bank account.
So it's a great hedge for those people that believe that, you know, the market might be overinflated right now, or as far as from the stock markets.
Right.
You know, they might say, okay, I want to pull some money out of there and put it into here and let it grow there for a while and then come back and redeploy or re-asset allocate later on.
Exactly.
Okay. So, and is this for any investor, accredited investors only? How does that work?
This is actually for any investor.
Okay.
So anyone with 25,000 or more of investable assets.
Okay, so you got 25, that's the minimum investment.
Correct.
Okay, so it's not like it's something that's outrageous. Now, can somebody ladder into something like this if they wanted to, so that they're, you know, they might be in the Hefner Mansion and for some of their money, and in the Jay Kaplan Mansion for some of their other money, and you know, so it's a little more diversified?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Another example, there's a $1 billion office building in Houston, Texas. Even other single-family homes, $14 million Hawaii hotel.
Do you get to visit it?
Absolutely.
And at regular rates, right? I won't even up them for you.
So in over 35 years, they've never had one default in over $1.5 billion in transactions. And they would love to see a default because then they would sell the property and receive the
make even more money.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's some of the things we see with some of the private money deals that we do just for small investors who want to do things on their own, right? That's the same idea. Is you're looking at property is more important to you, collateral being more important to you than anything else, right? I mean, so they look at what I might own buying that $100 million house for $50 million. And they say, no, I wouldn't mind owning it, so we'll move forward.
Exactly.
That's the concept.
Yeah.
Great information. We're going to see if we can come up with more ideas with Barbara when we come back. We'll also talk to Jay Kaplan if we have to when we come back. You're listening. Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Remember, you can reach us anytime. Our author number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter, @Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube, or you can go in the archives of ronsiegelradio.com, and you can get the audio version. Those that don't want to see my face or Jay's, just the way it is. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example, taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within a market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, we're delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 90 in the Word on All segment today being brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. Are you 62 years of age or older? Do you have equity in your property? Do you want to maybe sell your house and buy a new one with no mortgage for life? The reverse mortgage might be the right product for you. I will guarantee you one thing about the reverse mortgage, and I don't guarantee a whole lot on Ron Siegel Radio, but I will guarantee you one thing about the reverse mortgage. if you don't explore it, you're missing out. It may or may not be right for you. You make that call yourself, but everybody should be educated and explore. And I'm looking right here at an article, CBS MoneyWatch, First Mortgages, Smart for Seniors. It's about time we started seeing some of the mainstream media understanding. Well, CBS MoneyWatch, you got to wonder about them in the first place, but that's a different subject. The Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, that's the FHA version of the reverse mortgage. There are other versions. We talked about this, I think last week we were talking about the four different types of reverse mortgages. But the Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, the HECM, is one of the more popular. It is governed by the Federal Housing Administration and HUD. It has some a lot of great guidelines to protect you. Now, one of the reasons I say that you've got to be checking with somebody regularly on the product is it is consistently changing. I just saw the report, I think we talked about it 2 days ago on Ron Siegel Radio, that the at the NORMLA conference, and I don't remember the acronym. Do you remember the acronym of NORMLA, Jay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Okay. So it's basically it's the senior citizens group that promotes different senior programs. But they had a conversation there, and they said they really do not foresee any changes to the rules that are coming up or that were proposed for the reverse mortgage. There are changes on the horizon. They're consistently changing the program. And I will say this, regardless of one's opinion, they try to change them for the better. They've put in a lot of different things. Some of them help, some don't help. But I believe the intent is very, very good to try and help our seniors. And one of the nice things is when you get great guidance, not everybody's giving you great guidance. The commercials you see on TV, in many instances, those are call centers. It's basically their idea is to get you in and try and just move along with the program, and it's right for everybody. And no, it's not right for everybody. And there are ways of doing this that make it best for people. That's why you have to talk to somebody like Jay Kaplan and get great guidance, great strategy. And then one of the big problems that everybody wants to talk about with regard to the reverse mortgage might just go away. Because a lot of people are concerned. Number one, we know that don't take your house. That's a given. That's a myth. But one of the other areas that people talk about is that it's way too expensive. And I can tell you with the dozen people or so that have called Ron Siegel Radio about reverse mortgages lately, the ones that I've seen one that's closed yet, Jay, where anybody had to pay anything.
That's correct.
So even for somebody like me who is basically
now, for you, it would be very expensive.
But I'm still cheap, Jay.
You know how much that silver spray for your hair.
I just want to find some hair.
It has to be built into the price.
Right, but there's strategies to make it work
Let me say, not everyone's going to be without cost.
Right.
Okay, but whenever it's possible.
But there are strategies that you can employ.
People that come through you will be without cost. We don't need to be greedy. Sometimes some costs are very, very flexible.
Right. Somewhere. And the bottom line is that for the investors in the program, and I'll be very straightforward. Jay doesn't do this just because he likes us. There are investors out there that are very, very interested in the product. And once Jay finds the right people for it, the investors are willing to pay him a decent amount of money so he can feed his family. And he doesn't need to go back to the senior to get that money. That's why it worked that way. So it's not like it's a free lunch. I do that all the time. There are no free lunches. There are ways of doing this that makes sense. That is the Word on Wealth segment, again, brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. So we're talking this morning with Brett Barber about some alternative – I guess this would be termed an alternative investment, wouldn't it, Brett?
Yes, absolutely.
So it's not like it's – you're not – can you do this? Can if I have a self-directed IRA?
Many of our clients open up. We use Mainstar as a custodian.
Okay.
And so you can invest with this type of a product, and you're completely in control with only a minimal administration fee. The way Woodbridge doesn't charge any fees, no expenses, and unlike your traditional brokers who like to sit in their ivory tower at a Morgan Stanley Dean Witless, they do it.
Okay.
2%.
Now you're talking.
You're in maybe 3%, but paid 2% in fees. Mm-hmm. So this is 100% passed on to the investor.
So how does Woodbridge make money?
So they make money because there's an arbitrage as far as they lend money out.
Okay.
And developers will pay them maybe 10, 11%. And they'll make, you know, their 50% on doubling their development. Everybody's happy.
Beautiful. And then, you know, something I go back to the same thing I've said many times, but I say this on Ron's video all the time, is who cares what they make? I want to know what, that they're making money, right? Because we want them to manage and we want them to be around. But what's most important is how much do I make?
Right.
Right? Yeah. If I can make that 6% secure return, you know, God bless them. Let them make their money as well. That's the whole American way. Right?
Absolutely.
So tell me about the process. How does he get started working on these things with you?
So what we do is a financial review, which I offer a free review.
Okay.
I'll do a portfolio review, take a look at what they have. And this is kind of what I like to bucket as a short-term 1 year to 2 year strategy. They have a midterm strategy with other investments and a long term. But this is really for your CD, money market, funds, bonds, anything that's really a fixed instrument, not earning a whole lot of interest. And then what we do is reserve a property. So it usually takes about 30 days out and lock in the rate. And then you decide, you know, how much would you want to put in. And
so I can look at the property or have an idea of what I'm investing in.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and then that's how we did this. We talked about in the last segment, that we move on as well for diversification so that we're putting some money in this project, some money in the next project. So every project can always be 6% return?
Yeah, 6% actually what they're offering now.
Okay.
So at times it can be higher, a little bit lower depending on longer term, but essentially, what we like to do is provide that as a base and then use other strategies like reverse mortgages where clients have money that they can withdraw. Jay and I did a deal where a client had about $200,000 they could withdraw from their home, and then they're going to roll over into Woodbridge and get $1,000 income, and their $200,000 principal is secure.
And so that goes back to the other questions, obviously. Because I know that there are some guidelines in there that FINRA doesn't like people to borrow money against their property. There's ways that we can do this legally, obviously.
Yeah, the great thing is this is not a FINRA registered product.
Okay.
So it's just a lending opportunity directly with Woodbridge.
Okay, good.
So there's no guideline as far as that. We've checked with our clients' teams.
And one more thing, if I could come in, since in wherever possible, we're not charging. People are not paying twice, for one for money and second for the investment. So that's that part of anything is out of the picture. Also, you can always take money, invest, get the money back, make money, put it back into your home. It's wide open. That's why maybe we should talk about, if not show, one show, not the people who are in need, because that's great. The program is great, people in need. But we have a lot of people that have the want part of it. It makes so much sense to have a hedge against rising interest rates, which we've talked about, to have a hedge against lowering property values. It's all there with the HECM. And if you're in stocks, which this is not, you know, stocks go up and down all the time. There's a lot safer, I would think, in the long run, in the short run even.
Or at least more, just definitely stable.
Right, absolutely. But if you do have stocks, or you're
and as a senior, I mean, you know, Jay, as a senior, you want stability, right? I mean, you and with all joking aside,
not that I know what that is,
but with all joking aside, when you're over 62, by definition, you don't have the luxury of years to recoup. So you want to be in safer investments than, you know, the high growth, you know, stock market, things like that. You don't want to be in income stocks. I mean, I saw the other day GM's paying a 5% dividend. That's a great place to be, right? But you don't want to be, you know, like an Apple stock where it's a good stock.
Yeah.
And I don't want to get, you know, pro or con on any stock, but those are going to be more volatile.
That to save those stocks, if you're a bad, you know, if the market goes down, that market goes down, this is not going to be affected directly. It's going to be affected maybe to some small degree out there, but it's not
because there's a lot of equity in that.
Yeah.
So when we come back, I want to talk to Jay and Brett about some of the tax implications and how we might have a tax strategy for you. You know, I don't like paying any more money to the government than we have to. So we're going to talk about a little bit about tax strategy on maybe you take some money from your reverse mortgage, from your home equity. You give that to Brett. Brett makes money on that for you. You take the money from Brett, pay back your reverse mortgage, take a tax deduction for your home equity deduction. Let's talk about how that works when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. If you missed any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel numeral 1 on YouTube, ronsiegelradio.com archives. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com, or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are opportunities. You need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star is the place for you. And if you're listening to the broadcast this morning, obviously I know you are, between now and the end of next month, he told me April, but I'm going to just tell you maybe. There's only 7 people listening this morning. So here's the idea. Call over to Gold Star and tell them that Ron said on radio that Rick was going to pay all of your lender fees for you. Just have some fun with them. It's not an April Fool's joke. Just tell him that that's what was said, and he'll waive all of your lender fees. So just have a little fun. The question this morning, home inspections on a VA loan. Now, the best loan in the market, with all due respect to my friend Jay, I love the VA loan because it's for our veterans. They've earned it. They get the lowest interest rate out there. It has got some misconceptions as well. Your lease payment is going to be more. Your down payment for a lease is more than your down payment on a VA loan because there is no down payment on most VA loans. Now, if you want $1 million loan or a $2 million loan as a veteran, you can use the VA loan for $1 million loan. Don't get the misconception that you can't. Down payment on it, not as big as most, but if you have $1 million loan, you can do it with a VA loan and take advantage of those great interest rates. There are some specific things you need to know. You can't have a bunch of junk fees. The Veterans Administration, in this instance, protects the veterans. There may be a need for a home inspection. Some home buyers think that if they get an appraisal, they don't need a home inspection. They are two completely different items. The appraisal is for the benefit of the investor. That is checking the collateral of the investor. The home inspection is telling you, does the light socket work? Now, the appraiser, he just wants to make sure it's safe and secure. If it doesn't work, it's safe. Now, the inspector might say, you know something, you might want that fixed. There is a big difference in there. How do you find an inspector? Well, generally, you're going to be talking to a great real estate professional. If you don't have one, we will put you in touch with a great real estate professional, wherever you are in the sound of my voice. I know I'm all over the country. You want to have this inspection. They're going to cost somewhere between $300 and $500 for the most part. And take a look at, see what things are on there that are meaningful to you. There might be some items on there that are not meaningful to you. You may not care if there's got a broken light socket. That might not be something that's real important. Just a thought for it. That is the Mortgage Minute. Again, brought to you by our friend at Gold Star Mortgage. So let's chat a little bit. You know, I love finding ways to legally minimize our tax bill. It's just a passion of mine. Everybody has their passion, right?
Oh, boy.
Mine is minimizing taxes in a legal way, right? So
I'm all ears. Believe me.
So let's see if we could kind of those of you that are watching on RonSiegelRadio.tv or on our Facebook Live channel, which I've been chatting with the guys here so much, I haven't even...
Not paid. All ears is what we're trying to say.
Yeah, Jay's not quite all ears. There are other parts there. Pam, good to see you online with us this morning. I get a chance to chat a little bit and see who's online with us when we are on our Facebook Live channel. Go to Ron Siegel on Facebook. You can see us live right there. So we're chatting about... You know, we've got this investment that Brett's telling us about. We were talking about the reverse mortgage. We know that in most instances, you can make a payment in your reverse mortgage if you wish. You don't have to.
Correct. There's never a prepayment penalty, ever.
And on the line of credit version, the adjustable version, which is the one we recommend
correct.
Most,
correct.
You can actually put the money in, take the money out, and it's like a yo-yo. Right?
Opened it.
One of you were just talking earlier in the last segment that somebody took money out of their real estate, put it into this investment with that, and they're going to get $500 a month. Maybe it's a hypothetical. They took $100,000 out of wherever. They invest $100,000 into the Woodbridge projects.
Yes.
They're going to get $500 a month. They could put that $500 a month. That's income, right? Interest
yes, exactly.
Income.
And where that really came into place was in 2007. I had a client with over $300,000 in equity in Irvine. Mm. And right before the crash, they did the reverse, pulled out $200,000. And by the way, she had two tenants living with her. She was able to get the tenants to move out, get $1,000 a month income. And when her property did 30% in value, she still had that $200,000 nest egg. Plus
so she took the money out of her property. So she protected her equity.
Correct.
Right, and was able to put that into something else. Now, Brett, I talk about this all the time on radio, and I know that you're going to share this opinion with me. When you have home equity. If I have a $1 million house and it appreciates 5%, my math is a little slow. That's what, $50,000?
Yeah.
Okay. He's the wealth management guy. I'm not.
Well, we use round numbers. I like round things.
So that goes up $50,000 on that $1 million property, right? If it's free and clear, that $1 million property that appreciates at 5% goes up $50,000.
Exactly.
If it's fully encumbered, if there's a $1 million lien on it, and it goes up 5%, the appreciation is $50,000. No trick questions here, Brett. Right?
Right.
So the equity position is irrelevant to the appreciation.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
So we take that money out. So really what I'm saying there is the rate of return on home equity is zero every time.
Unless
right?
you use it, right?
Now, if we take that money out through the reverse mortgage, if you're a senior, if you qualify, give that money to you to invest with Woodridge, they get 5%. That's a income producer, so they don't have to pay tax on it, whatever they're – but they can make a payment to their reverse mortgage, right, Jay?
Right.
And get that tax write-off for mortgage interest deduction.
Yeah. Now, remember, we never recommend to any of our clients that they do anything risky
right.
with their money. That reverse mortgage is for their security, but it also is to help their legacy. And Brett has a way to increase their legacy, if not their life right.
Well, think about that legacy, Jay. That's what I'm getting to is you've got a $1 million house that is appreciating at 5%. So that's $50,000 that's added to their equity position for their estate, right? Now, if that scenario, we took $200,000 and put it into these investments here, that's going to appreciate at, is that?
6%.
6%.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's going to be what, six, was that 24,000 a year?
Yeah, another 24,000 a year.
Okay, so now we've got 24, so now we've got 74,000 on the same exact numbers, right? So we increase their estate, their legacy, by just using a simple strategy that's really still safe for them.
Now, on taxes, remember, any money you take from your line of credit or at closing for a reverse mortgage is your money anyway. There's no taxes on it whatsoever. And I, you know, and other people that have taken it, gone into investments. Luckily, everybody has gone into any kind of investment in the last, you know, 4, 5, 6 years have seemed to have done very well. But once in a while, somebody will say, I need to make some payments on my house because I need for a tax write-off. And
that's where the tax
that,
strategy
right.
comes.
Or you can always make interest-only payments when you want to. And, of course, after you've made 3 years' worth of payments and you pass to another lien, go away, whatever, 3 years' worth of tax write-off is there for your heirs. Now, you better check with an attorney at the time because there's, you know,
That's our big point is we want to make sure that Jay and Brett are part of a team, right? We want to include the attorneys and the CPAs, tax planners, financial planning is what Brett we're doing.
People like yourself.
Right. It's all part of the household board of directors.
Everybody's old.
Right. Exactly. Right. And some people are looking for
older. I'm sorry.
And one of the things I've heard recently a lot, Jay, especially as we continue, our whole society continues getting older, is there are some seniors that would rather see their kids and grandkids using the money that they've accumulated as opposed to giving it to them once they're gone and can't
right.
see.
You talked about millennials.
Right.
Easy for me to say, which is a great, I mean, that is a fascinating subject you said, and the thing, I'd love to have a whole show on that, but why not help some of those millennials out by giving them some money before, if you have one as a grandchild, as a child,
sure.
why wait?
And I have
four give them a help up right now.
There you go. Great information as always. We really appreciate Brett for coming in. If you want more information, give me a call, 800-306-1990. I'll put in touch with Jay Kaplan as well. And be sure to set that first radio priest button to come back here every day to join Rhino Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Call me at 800-306-1990. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people. Have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Today, pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
We are there.
All right. Let's go eat.